Representative B.J. Nichols says she's given the issue of civil unions a lot of thought since voting against a similar bill last year. But she says she didn't make up her mind until she was sitting in the committee yesterday listening to testimony.
I guess I was looking out over the crowd and thinking, you know, these are all folks that deserve to be treated like we all do.
Nichols' colleague on the Judiciary Committee, Republican Brian Del Grosso, says he understands why she changed her mind. But he believes Colorado should focus on reforming the designated beneficiary agreement, which is an existing way for unmarried adults to create a legal relationship.
Now, the testimony that was brought up today definitely shows that there's definitely a lot of holes in there. I still think we can change what we currently have in law, make that better.
Civil union supporters believe they have enough Republican votes to get the bill through the rest of the process if it keeps moving. The end of the session is only days away, and they're worried Judiciary Committee Chair Bob Gardner, who opposes civil unions, could use a parliamentary tactic to fatally delay the bill. Last night, Gardner wouldn't say when he plans to let it move forward.
The committee report's not done, and I have 3 days under the House rules to review and consider the committee report.
Democrats, like Representative Dan Pabon, were quick to start criticizing the possibility of a delay.
My worry is that politics and game playing are going to start, and we're going to have hope that's been sprouted tonight ending in defeat because a committeeman won't sign the chair's report.
Both sides of the civil unions debate are likely gearing up now for a behind-the-scenes fight over what happens next with the bill and whether it happens in time. Megan Verlee, Colorado Public Radio News.